Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Two intriguing cases involving law enforcement and your constitutional rights.
I suspect we're going to see this body cam footage is very helpful for officers, especially in these life or death circumstances.
Body cameras and mugshots.
This is a forced photograph that has very negative connotations and follows a person around, even if they're acquitted of a crime.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. We begin with mugshots. Governor Andrew Cuomo doesn't want state police to routinely release mugshots of criminal suspects or booking records about exactly what they're being arrested for. Cuomo's proposal is the latest by states aimed at curtailing the so-called internet shaming industry, websites that claim to be able to remove embarrassing information such as booking mugshots from the web for a fee. Under Cuomo's proposal, unless there is a compelling law enforcement reason to do so, the public release of booking mugs and arrest information would be refused as an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Journalists and some civil libertarians are opposed to such measures, calling them an infringement on the public's right to know what the government is doing. Publishing, broadcasting, or posting mugshots with stories of people arrested for crimes ranging from shoplifting to murder has been a staple of local news coverage for decades.
There are a number of companies out there that specialize in saying, you know, if you pay us money, we'll be able to eliminate these mugshots from the internet.
Our legal man, Paul Cambria, with thoughts on the controversy over mugshots and whether to release them or not.
You know, remember, this is a forced photograph that has very negative connotations and follows a person around, even if they're acquitted of a crime. And so, you know, there are a number of people who think that mugshots like this are not necessary in order to inform the public. And those against these laws basically say, well, you know, the public has a right to know. And the question then is, well, do they have a right to see a nasty photograph forever, or can they have enough information just by being told what somebody's charged with in the progress of their case?
A lot of this discussion is about, you know, police transparency, being able to see what's going on with the police department, who they're arresting. Is there any, I guess, legal grounds to enforce something like this if it were to be, you know, the mugshots were to be banned, so to say?
Well, you know, routinely there have been a number of cases on the federal side, and the courts have not found that the First Amendment is violated and that enough information is not provided without the mugshot to be transparent under the law. So it doesn't seem like a strong case to me. Now, understand this legislation is kind of limited because it only applies to the state police, the attorney general, and the correction system in New York. Local police departments can still release these pictures. But on the other, you know, if you balance the two out, they really can be very negative to people, even people who are, you know, found to be not guilty.
But Paul, doesn't it kind of bend over backwards for defendants? I mean, don't victims have rights too? I mean, if they're abused or assaulted, shouldn't that mugshot be released?
Well, again, you know, the question is, what are you trying to accomplish if it's just a matter of shaming people constantly beyond, you know, whatever their sentence is, whatever their punishment is, and that they've paid back to society? Are you, you know, you're going to continue to shame them for the rest of their lives? You know, that's one of the considerations here. I mean, there are people that say just because there's a mugshot floating around, I've been passed up for many jobs over the years, and that's sort of an overkill. I paid my debt to society by serving my sentence.
On to part two now, body cams. And should the public be allowed to see that video? Police body camera footage is subject to public disclosure under New York law, a state appeals court ruled this week. The appellate division panel rejecting a police union's argument that body camera footage constitutes a personnel record and is therefore covered by a state law keeping police personnel records secret. Body camera video is more akin to arrest or stop reports and not records primarily generated for disciplinary and promotional purposes, the court said. To hold otherwise would defeat the purpose of the body-worn camera program to promote increased transparency and public accountability.
Well, I think it's a beginning step on how these footages and records of emergencies and crimes will be viewed.
Tom Burton is the attorney representing the Buffalo Police Union.
It's not a floodgate decision, but interestingly enough, the New York City PBA lost the case under the argument that this body cam footage is covered under the civil rights law that covers officers for their internal files and their internal affairs files. And the appellate division found otherwise.
Do you think this decision will be challenged?
Well, the next step would be the Court of Appeals. The movement for transparency and availability to see what goes on in many of these circumstances is going to be pretty hard to hold back. But obviously, this doesn't mean that everything that's filmed by an officer is going to end up on the 6 o'clock news. There's still major exceptions for investigation, privacy, a whole litany of things that was not addressed by this lawsuit.
What other type of things, could this affect? What wouldn't be released?
Let me give you two extremes. Let's say there's a police shooting. The case is reviewed by the district attorney or the attorney general's office, and the shooting is righteous as the day is long. That would be a circumstance where disclosure of the video camera's images would be appropriate. On the other hand, if an officer came upon a brutal rape with a woman who's been injured and very intimate things was on that footage, in my view, that isn't something that should be available for general distribution for the internet and the public. And there's a whole bunch of things in between that will have to be worked out as time goes on.
It seems like each case, for whether it's to be released or not, every case will be challenged, right?
Well, and again, it depends on the circumstance. There may be a basis to challenge some of this footage, and how that gets worked out, when it gets shown, who gets to see it, how it should be reviewed if there's an ongoing criminal case. Those are all factors that have to enter into this whole new era that we're going to see in Western New York with body cam coverage of what cops do.
Is it kind of mixed messages coming out?
This way to describe that is incongruous. The two of them don't match the same objective. I guess the overall purpose of these things is to make sure officers act reasonably. And I found recently with a couple of cases, and one that's working its way to a conclusion down to Chautauqua County, body cam footage has cleared an officer literally the first time authorities had a chance to look what happened in a shooting case down there. And I suspect we're going to see this body cam footage is very helpful for officers, especially in these life or death circumstances where the best evidence is going to be what's on that camera.
What is the status of body cams in Buffalo with the officers?
It's my understanding they're implementing a program. It's being shepherded by the able hand of Captain Ronaldo and some other good command officers with Buffalo, and they're working their way into it. It's not something that you do with a light switch. There's a lot of money involved. There's training involved. There's retention issues of the footage, and we're on the way, though, to having that happen in Buffalo.
Body cameras are in use in Buffalo now and are being explored by many police agencies. This ruling, of course, will get a very close look.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.